K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here, the third host of this other K-State podcast, quote-unquote other K-State podcast, all things Kansas State athletics. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here. Come out at its usual normal time this morning here on August 21st. 2025. Hey, less than 48 hours away from kickoff in Dublin, Ireland. News coming out of there on the other side for Iowa State. Just read kind of the headline there. I'm going to have to go read that. And then, obviously, got a couple of days off. It's called PTO, baby. So, here we go. Well, obviously, a lot of content. Lots going to get done today on both podcasts. Of course, the ETD podcast there. I'm going to get caught up on that. Then record that as well. I'm gonna get ahead today. Record this week's episode and then record another episode there as well. But we're on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and of course soccer in the news here. Obviously, to start us off here on this Thursday, obviously beginning a 4-game road swing, and I have talked about this stretch at points over the summer, and it begins tonight. Obviously, coming off of a strong performance homestand, opening homestand, and, of course, the opening games for the Colleen Corbin era. Head coach Colleen Corbin taking her team on the road to South Dakota from the Summit League tonight. K-State starting this thing 2-0. And then, of course, their opponent tonight, South Dakota, 1-0-1. So nobody's lost yet. And somebody's going to leave here with a loss in Vermillion, South Dakota, later on this evening there as well. So that is on the line there as well. But hey, K-State, in this series, in the Mike DeBeanie era, pulling the encyclopedia back a little bit, 3-0 against South Dakota. So Coach Corman's going to have to follow that up with something tonight there as well. And her goalie was in the news yesterday. That's going to be a separate podcast. Probably going to come out probably this weekend, more than likely. Or tonight, probably, while we're on the theme of soccer. Because tomorrow, it's going to be all about football. And, of course, tomorrow and Saturday, of course, crossing the two over. Instant reaction following the K-State-Iowa State game. So, remember that. We did this. I did this last year. You're going to get solo reaction. And then, of course, having to change things up again on the schedule side. We'll see about Friday over on the Podbean app. More on that later. We'll see about that. But myself and Alex Aiden will have more reaction to the Iowa State game this weekend and next week over there on the podcast there as well. Here's another thing, folks, for this women's soccer team, right? We're focusing on soccer today because K-State won soccer. K-State, South Dakota, 6 o'clock tonight. First road game for the Wildcats this season. And this is going to be the longest road trip for this program since 2016. That was the opening season ever. First year ever for this program there as well. And this is only the second trip to Vermillion, South Dakota there as well. And of course, and this is not going to be a national televised game. So you're interested in this. Now, again, obviously a lot of fans are traveling overseas. Of course, the team made it overseas, a lot of media and all that, but, you want to see it. You're not going to go to Summit League Network to do so there as well. Obviously let's just run it back a little bit from last week's games. K-State has not allowed a goal yet. Maddie Sibling, spoiler alert, more on her in another podcast. Probably, might as well come out tonight, probably. Maddie Sibling was a player of the week this week. So, shutting out these opponents, Oral Roberts, and then turning around and then shutting out, oh my goodness, Portland State last week. And you can probably make a case for Hannah Palmer. Because she was in the middle of all that. was accounted for both assists last week. And then getting her first goal against Portland State. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III previewing South Dakota. K-State, South Dakota on the women's soccer side tonight. K-State looking to take this momentum, early momentum, on the road. So, you can make a case for her as well. So, yeah. So, Maddie's got to fight for her teammate for that one. Yeah, so that's a honorable mention there. Hannah Palmer in the middle of it, and Coach Corbin talked about a little bit that Hannah Palmer likes to cause chaos. She did her job last week there. As well, speaking of Maddie Sibling, the goalie, two shutout wins, obviously, because those opponents did not score. And it's only the first goalkeeper, K-State goalkeeper, since 2018. That was Emma Malzi to register two shutout wins in her first two matches as a Wildcat there. The opponent, South Dakota. Let's flip for a minute here for a few. The South Dakota, right? They will hold, and they're going to be hosting their first couple of matches at home there as well. And the Coyotes, folks, were picked preseason 6 in the Summit League there. And they also were off to a strong start. Even though, yeah, they were in a draw in one of those, forced a draw in one of those games. They ended up winning one of the games as well. So both of these teams there as well. And South Dakota is led by a ninth-year head coach, Michael Thomas. 51-52-25 there for his record there. There as well here. Let me see. Yeah, so their last game, first win against Drake, 2-1 last Sunday over there as well. And then flipping it back to K-State real quick. 10th road opener in program history. And you go back to their road. And this is the kind of my little concern because, look, and once again, having to bring back the encyclopedia back, this K-State women's soccer program, and this is not Coach Corbin's doing, obviously, but they struggled on the road. Can Coach Corbin change the trajectory of it? So you're coming off of a strong opening week at home. Now you're playing, which a pretty competitive South Dakota team. Let's not get that twisted as well. So this is going to be a fascinating matchup tonight between these two squads as well. And then, oh yeah, K-State is 4-4-1 in its previous 9 road openers there as well. So we'll find out here tonight how that's going to go down between these two schools. And of course, you're surely going to have a postcast. And Friday's going to look like it's going to be jam-packed because, obviously, again, I'm changing the Fridays up a little bit. So, again, that's the preview of K-State South Dakota, Colin Corbin crew, Hannah Palmer and company, taking on South Dakota Coyotes tonight at 6 on the Summit League Network. So, you're only going to get that. You're not going to get that on ESPN Plus. Sorry, folks, on that. But, yeah, so, real quick, maintenance real quick before we close this out, preview episode out. On the Pro Project Podcast, Eddie Greer III here, recording on Thursday, August 21st, early in the morning, before 6. Got a couple of days PTO, and originally I was going to travel on these days, but decided to think better of it and take care of some things, and of course, obviously, record podcasts. So there's that. Yeah, so, all right, tomorrow, right, I'm flipping, if you're new to the podcast, K-State weekend preview usually comes out on Fridays, right? It'll still come out on Fridays, but it's going to be flipped to your usual. These podcasts obviously comes out every day, every single day. Okay, your K-State Wildcats every single day, right? Usually it comes out in the evening. They're going to be coming out in the mornings now because obviously I'm going to be recording a pregame of Iowa State later. Which will be the pregame, whether they're going to be playing Saturday morning, Saturday mid-afternoon, or Saturday night, pregame episode. Every Friday of K-State football, unless they're on a bye week or whatever, that is going to come out on Friday nights. So be on the lookout for that. So that way, if you're traveling to game, you're tailgating, or want to pop in a podcast, whatever, that is there for you guys. So the Friday lineup is pretty much set. There, so your weekend preview come out per usual, but it's going to be to a new time tomorrow, and then probably a postcast going to be thrown in the middle of that. And then of this game between K-State and South Dakota on the soccer field, and then you're going to have the pregame of the K-State football final. And we're gonna put it all together. You get my prediction on that. Pre-game, K-State, Iowa State going down tomorrow. So a jam-packed Friday there for this podcast. So this is another reason why you want to subscribe to this podcast. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We want a chance to record K-State content. This is why, K-State Nation, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Friday's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be 3 episodes. So again, 3 episodes will be coming out. If I'm on top of my A-game today, that should be lined up for you guys there. And of course, we'll be coming at you this weekend as well with the reaction. And then, of course, I think K-State Women's Soccer is playing this weekend as well. But they're going to be starting their 4-game road trip tonight in South Dakota there as well. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. I mentioned Podbean early in the episode. Weird 3 Eddie's podcast. We did not record it last night. Probably should have. And decided not now. Friday is still, and I think what I'm going probably going to be doing, we're scheduled to go on Friday night, and if things on his end doesn't match up, we're going to get, but I'm going to have that pregame already recorded before he gets his prediction. So, but anyways, yeah, so Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, but to access that, you got to download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R. Number 3, EDDID Podcast, for more coverage of your bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast, folks. Alex Aiden out there in Santa Ana, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State women's soccer, first game on the road, 2-0, taking on South Dakota Coyotes tonight in South Dakota. South Dakota 1-0-1. We'll see what happens tonight with head coach Colin Corbin's team on the road. We'll see what happens. We'll see if K-State can continue the strong early momentum. Go Cats.